That's why I'm glad to welcome our next guest on here to talk a little bit more about BA2 and the next booster shot, Dr. Joseph Eastman. He is a scientist. He has studied with NASA, also with Colorado State University in the LTER, the Long-Term Ecological Research Team, as well as currently he is at the University of Texas Austin COVID modeling team. He's kind enough to join us from the Iron Range to talk a little bit about COVID. Dr. Joe, thank you very much. As always, I appreciate the time.
You betcha. My head is absolutely spinning right now.
Why? Why is your head spinning?
Oh my gosh. You want the bad news or the worst news or?
Sure. Why not? Let's start the week off on the right foot here. Let's go with let's go with the worst news first. Let's get that out of the way.
Oh my gosh. There's a new variant that's been detected and is already spiking in South Africa.
Uh-oh.
And it's a BA2 subvariant. And attached to this bugger is something they call the L452R genetic mutation, which is part of, you remember Delta?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Remember how deadly it was?
Yes.
Well, this causes, it's a hybrid of Delta and Omicron. And it's already raising havoc in South Africa right now, and it's just a matter of time before that thing gets here. And the biggest problem is it's very asymptomatic, so people don't know they got it. And then when they get the severe case, it's likely to cause some really big. Well, it increases the transmissivity, the infectivity and pathogenetics, mortality rates. So that's the worst news of the day.
Well, okay, let me go back to this and let's talk a little bit more about this. I was looking at the different variants of COVID, and Omicron was really interesting because it was resilient and against vaccines to a point, and that's what kind of made it. It was wildly, wildly contagious, and it was somewhat, you know, kind of get around, you know, some level of vaccination. Where does this new variant are they calling it BA2.2 or what's the name of this?
Right now, it's classified as a subvariant subtype called BA2L452R.
Okay.
And that has to do with the genetic sequencing of this thing. It's like the Omicron, it looks at the vaccinations and, you know, 80% of the time it's going to fight right through it. That's where that one is sitting right now. And I don't think they're going to contain it. It's already spreading. We don't know if it's from South Africa or if it came from somewhere else. So that's not going to hit for a while, but before that, we got other problems.
Well, and we'll get to the other problems here in a second. We should make a note. We still have flights coming in from South Africa to New York to Atlanta on a daily basis. So, I mean, if it's already down there, there's no restrictions on air travel right now. There's a decent chance it could already be in this country.
You're right. Oh. You're right. And we'll know that fairly quick. We're getting good at, you know, detecting it.
Yeah.
Detecting these things. But, boy, if it is here, it's going to spread like rapid fire. It's even more infectious than the BA2 by itself.
Well, thank gosh no one's wearing a mask anymore. All right, so that's the worst news. What's the less worse news? Let's go with that.
Well, I was trying to figure out over the weekend what's going on with this BA2, and boy, I'm messing with model parameters and how it reacts to vaccinations, and reinfections, et cetera. You know, usually we assume two infections from a variant and you're done with it. Well, I finally was able to get the surge right that's occurring in Europe, in Denmark and Germany, et cetera. And what I hypothesized is this thing can keep infecting you several times. It's not limited to two. That's the only way I could reproduce what's going on, which suggests that, you know, you talked about some of you were talking to that they were infected in December and they're like, oh, I'll write out the natural immunity. Well, this suggests that the Omicron natural immunity is quite short-lived and somewhat weak in terms of a relative sense. So that person needs to get their booster. I got mine second one last week, in fact. So, you know, we're not sure how much that's going to help us against this new variant that's coming in. And we're already seeing, like, Wisconsin's up 10% in their new cases. The Northeast is up, I think, around 40%. And it's all over in the wastewater out there. So they're starting their surge right now. It's just a matter of time before it gets here. And I have it moving in like within a week into Minnesota. And we should see the numbers tick up even more.
I want to ask you something, just if you don't mind us getting back to a bit of the science of this. I want you to explain to everyone out there. I mean, there are these other subvariants that are out there. I guarantee you there are some people that are probably hearing you and saying, oh, that's no big deal. We've had tons of variants here. What makes you look at a specific variant versus other variants and say, you know what, that's more of a problem. You can see you can see something going on there. What is it as a scientist when you see this L452R that's coming through? When you look at that, you say, okay, this is different than, remember, Moo was out, or was, there's other variants that just never really took off. What about it, that variant kind of, we'll talk about it scientifically, steps forward and says, nope, this is one we're going to have to deal with?
Yeah, the first thing is it's already got a foothold in the country. So 80% of the cases in South Africa are already this new subvariant. But the thing that makes it stand out is because of this mutation, it's like Delta in that it really locks into your lung tissue, and which means it can sit there for a long time and just keep churning out a large viral load that people are, you know, hacking away with. And it's sometimes it can be asymptomatic, yet have a large load. So it's like a combination of the worst possible scenarios we can see, that because of that one mutation, like I say, it locks into the lung tissue really hard. And that's why it can sit there and reproduce for quite a while and incubate inside people.
So and just let me ask you this: when you look at a timeline here, and I don't know if you have this number, but how many weeks ago did all of a sudden this start showing up down in South Africa?
Oh, this has really been in about the last 10 days.
Wow!
I mean, just boom! All of a sudden, this thing appears and. We didn't ring the alarm bell at first, and probably should have, because if you look at it, it had an initial spike and then went down for a little while. And then all of a sudden, within a matter of a few days, it had more than tripled. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, just a huge rapid spread. So, but that really stood out, and alarm bells, I think, are going off all over the place right now.
And to be clear, when you talk about there's an increase in cases in Wisconsin right now, there's an increase in cases on the East Coast, we're not talking about this new Omicron variant, the subvariant of BA2, but we're talking about BA2. That's where we're seeing the BA2 really roll through right now, right?
That is correct. Yep, you're spot on with that. New England, like I say, is up over 40%, and the nationwide, it's ticked up just 1%, but it's just a matter of time before we see the numbers start creeping up. And my most recent forecast shows that we don't approach the numbers of BA1 we had in January, but right now I feel like I'm just blindly throwing at a dartboard with some of the characteristics I set in the model to simulate what's going on. And in Minnesota, I got it peaking around the first week of May now. And the other thing is, because it can keep reinfecting, or at least that's my theory. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anyone refute it yet.
And your numbers back that up.
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct. So I think it could be worse than what the model's predicting, my model's predicting right now.
And we should mention, I said this kind of tongue in cheek. Right now, no one's wearing a mask. I was at the Y yesterday. I think there was three of us wearing a mask in the entire Y. A lot of people not wearing a mask. You have Easter coming on up here. And no, you're not going to get anyone setting off alarms and putting this into place. But it's a good reminder that we're not done with this pandemic, that this thing is not over, and the old things that we've been saying for the last 2 years are still true. Social distance, wear a mask, and if you can get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get boosted, get boosted, get second boosted, get second boosted, correct?
That's so true. And, booster-wise, about 45% of our population has gotten their first booster. But, of course, not many have gotten the second booster because it just was approved. So, and it's aging. I went over the efficacy of the vaccine and how it's dropped below 50%, which means we're not winning the war. We're just kind of holding it in place right now. And in my report today to the Itasca Public Health, I said, we've been sitting around the same number of cases now for, about 2 weeks, and it's starting to now very slowly tick up.
Well, and that's something, and by the way, that's something we've been talking about here. It was the positivity rate of tests went down, got down to 2.7, then it was 2.7 again, then it was 2.8, then it was 2.9, then it was 2.8, now back up to 2.9. Now they're not reporting it now because the federal government doesn't require negative test reporting anymore, so the numbers are going to get skewed. But the reality was you could see that we had gotten down. Last June, I think it was, we were down to 0.08 on a positivity infection rate. So it was way down lower than it is now. And so to be at, kind of where we're at now, it is a little concern because you could tell it wasn't going down. And the numbers I just reported on earlier, we've seen an increase in hospitalizations, saw a slight increase of ICUs patients, and that's how this all starts again.
Exactly. You're spot on. And, remember last June, they were touting, we're going to be free by the 4th of July. And we noticed the same thing going on. People not masking, social distancing, throw it out the window, all that stuff's going on. How many times have we got to go through this before people realize we got to keep doing what we're doing? And even our CDC, it's insanity, I think. we're repeating the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
That's why you like science. One last thing here before I go, because we're gone longer than I wanted, but you want to know the truth, Dr. Joe? I'm glad you come on and tell us this stuff, because right now no one's talking about this. I mean, you have to dig down to find anything about real numbers in the New York Times, CNN, any place like that. And so I'm glad you're talking about this. One thing I wanted to do clarify, though, when you talk about effectiveness rate, there might be people out there who are saying, well, then why get vaccinated if I only got a 50-50 chance? What we're really saying here is that getting vaccinated, you've got a pretty good immunity against a virus with the initial vaccination. It's how long that vaccination gives you immunity. That's the real question, right?
You're spot on.
Okay.
And it decays kind of like an exponential function. Quite slowly, 4 months, we're starting to hit the 50% mark after 4 to 5 months. So it's not like it's a lifetime thing. And the other thing is we really need a vaccine that specifically targets Omicron, but they haven't come out with it. I don't know what happened to Pfizer. They kind of dropped the ball on that one, and I can't find anything about that. So,
well, and to be honest and to be fair, Doc, if I can be honest, if I can point this out, doing stuff like this is not easy. And so I imagine they've got a lot of people working on it. Maybe this is one of those that just it kind of eludes, prevention for a while.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder that. And what that does is it points out a need for a DNA-based vaccine, which is much more flexible. It responds to variants, much better than this RNA, which is really specifically targeting a certain type of COVID variant. So, I don't know what to say at this point. I mean, 73% of the cases are asymptomatic right now. So we got people walking around, don't even know they got it, and they're not wearing masks. And, it's a setup for disaster.
Our Rainbow and a Unicorn Puppy Dogs edition of the show today, courtesy of Dr. Joe Eastman. Doc, no, by all means, I want you coming on here. I want you to be honest. I don't want you candy coating it, because the reality is there are so few places right now that we're talking about the honest truth. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Once again, your best advice, get vaccinated, wear a mask, and social distance, right?
You're correct. And thank you for spreading the word.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time as always. Dr. Joe Eastman, our COVID model expert.